Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for February 2025. The title of the letter is Using the Name of the Lord in Vain. In post-Christian America, the culture continues to become ever more and more rude and crude. And as we witness the coarsening of the culture, it is reflected in the ubiquitous and profane use of God's name. This is indicative of no fear of God. And sadly, the flippant use of God's name is also often seen among those who profess to be God's people. Many have lost sight of how serious it is to use God's name in vain. Exodus 20, verse 7. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. The name of God represents who he is. He is holy. Many times the Bible refers to God's holy name. To use God's name in vain means to use it in an empty, common, flippant, profane, or blasphemous manner. The way a person uses God's name is reflective of their attitude towards God. A reverence for God uses his name with respect and worship. Having no fear for God is reflected in using his name irreverently. Our very speech is a testimony to what we think of God. When Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the seraphim crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts," Isaiah 6, 1 through 4, he then responded with this in Isaiah 6:5. So I said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." True repentance sees the seriousness of having unclean lips. To truly see God in his holiness is to recognize how serious is this matter of profane speech. And it's never more serious than when the name of God is used irreverently or blasphemously. The world, and also many professing Christians, regularly use God's name in vain, either as an expletive or as an exclamatory sense. It is so common that people regularly in texting shorten, "Oh my God," to OMG. When people flippantly say, "Oh my God," I like to say to them, who might that God be? That's fair game. After all, they brought it up, not me. If they claim the God of the Bible, it's good to take them back to Exodus 20, verse 7. Many people are totally unaware of how serious this is. They don't know the Bible, and they very possibly don't know God, and therefore they ignorantly and gratuitously use the holy name in vain. In Leviticus 24, when an Israelite man blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed, Leviticus 24:11, the Lord then said that he was to be stoned to death. It was then reiterated, quote, "And whosoever blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death," Leviticus 24:16. There are two ways to use the name of the Lord in vain. Number one, verbally, one can use the name of the Lord irreverently. Number two, to claim to be a Christian, to profess the name of the Lord, and yet live irreverently, amounts to using the name of the Lord in vain as a lifestyle pattern. This person's whole life is a blasphemy. They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work, Titus 1:16. The mouth tells on the heart. Jesus said, quote, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks," Matthew 12:34. Also, the actions of a person reflect the disposition of the heart. Again, Jesus said, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies." Matthew 15:19. Thought. No matter what they might say, a person's words and actions reveal their heart. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald earnestly contending.